This knot that I'll demonstrate is called the Trinity knot, and we'll see why it's called the Trinity knot by the time I'm finished at the end. This video is mirrored, as always, so we'll have the thin end on the right, the wide end on the left. This is what I call a thin end knot, meaning that most of the tying action will be done with the thin end as opposed to the wide end. So, as we start all of our thin end knots, we'll create a dimple in the wide end to give us a good round base to work on. And tying this knot is very similar to tying the half Windsor knot. So we'll start by taking the right end and bring it around the left and then back around the wide end to the right. Just like with the half Windsor, we'll bring it through the hole in the neck from the front and off to the left, then around the front to the right, and then, just like with the half Windsor, down through the front as such. Now don't cinch it up yet. We want to keep this kind of loose here. What we're going to do now is take the thin end and bring it back around the back to the right. And see this loop here that we just created, the thin end is going to go through this loop. Now this is the base of our Trinity knot, but we need to cinch it up, dress the knot, and pull it tight so it looks good. And this takes some practice to know which loop you need to pull on when to make sure that you get them in the right order. But with some practice, you'll figure it out and be able to tie it pretty easily. So now, we'll cinch it up to the neck along the wide end, as with all thin end knots. And now we'll take the thin end here, the excess, and to get rid of it, we'll put it up into the collar behind the rest of the tie so that it is not seen. And that is the Trinity knot. You can see because it has these three pieces that form kind of this pinwheel shape. This is great to tie with striped ties because you always get a cool effect. If the stripes are facing the other way, you can get a different kind of pinwheel effect with it. I love this knot. That is the Trinity knot.